Hi, I'm Deacon Mike, and I'm here to talk about the Gospel reading for the third Sunday of Lent. A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with the Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that they may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go tell your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment his disciples returned, and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still no one said, "What are you looking for?" or, "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar, and went into the town, and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "How could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me, and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'In 4 months the harvest will be here'? I tell you, look up, and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified, that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more came to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Now that we've heard the passage, let's go through this passage again, and this time stopping to reflect on what John is telling us in this passage. This chapter begins shortly after Jesus' discourse with Nicodemus about how a person must be reborn in water and the Spirit. and also John the Baptist's final discussion on Jesus Christ as the one from God. With the beginning of chapter 4, we learn that the Pharisees have found out about Jesus and are willing to confront him. But Jesus knows now is not the time for confrontation, as his mission has just begun. Our passage begins with the line, Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Samaria, in the northern part of the kingdom, an area that had been conquered by 5 different foreign tribes throughout its history. Those who were Orthodox Jews looked down upon the Samaritans, for these people had intermarried with the Gentiles, and to a good Jew, that made the Samaritans unclean. The passage continues. Jacob's well was there. Jacob's well, an underground stream of flowing living water. Scholars believe that this well was over 100 feet deep, and unlike other wells in the area that collected from the rain or the melting snow from the mountaintops, this well was connected to an underground river. Therefore, the water was always flowing and alive. And we know that water that is stagnant soon becomes putrid and does not contain life. But Jacob's well was different. The water from this well was always living, always alive, always beneficial. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. The phrase tired from the journey is a New Testament term meaning missionary work. Jesus had already begun his mission of spreading the good news about his Father. It was about noon when this woman shows up. Now, good women never came to the wells in the heat of the day. They would either come in the early morning hours or in the early evening hours when the day was cooler. Therefore, for this woman to show up at noon in the heat of the day tells us that this woman had a bad reputation in the town and was unwilling to associate with the other people who lived in her town. Jesus says to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" For Jews use nothing in common with the Samaritans. So here's Jesus breaking all the rules. He should not be seen talking to a woman, let alone a Samaritan woman, and he should not be in private with her. Even though this was a public spot, there was no way for a good Jew to associate with this type of person. But Jesus is not one to go around living on public opinion. Jesus means to break the rules, as he does so often throughout his ministry. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God who was saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him that he would give you living water." Again, we see where public opinion and tradition doesn't matter to Jesus. The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Here we have the image of a woman who was so tied to the past, who was so respected of the past, that it is preventing her from seeing the present. She insists on following the old traditions, and yet she refuses to comply with the command of Jesus in front of her. Jesus answers her and says, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." There are many references in the Old Testament to people thirsting for God, and here we have the image of Jesus offering to quench her thirst with eternal life, not normal water that would make her thirsty again, but water that would feed, that would quench her thirst spiritually. The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. What a wrong attitude. She wants an easier life. And so she asked Jesus to give the water to her now so that she doesn't have to keep coming again and again to the well. Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." As I mentioned earlier, five foreign tribes had conquered the land of Samaria and had intermarried with the Samaritans. And with this intermarriage came the introduction of foreign gods. All these gods were known under the collective name of Baal, which is Hebrew, not only for Lord, but also for husband. So in a sense, when Jesus says, "You have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband," he could also be referring to the fact that this land has worshipped different gods, and the one she is worshipping now is not really the God she should be worshipping. She is being confronted with the truth. And in the next line, we hear the woman wanting to change the subject. The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Once again, we see her wanting to cling to the past, things she's comfortable with. Jesus says to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem." The mountain she was referring to once held the temple that the Samaritans erected in order to compensate for their not being able to travel to the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus is confronting her by telling her it is not where you worship that is important, but it is the attitude that you bring when you worship. He continues by saying, "You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him." In spirit and truth, Jesus is reinforcing the idea that worship does not have to be confined to a particular place. But true worship comes from the heart, a heart that knows the truth and allows the Spirit to dwell in it, is able to offer true worship to God the Father. And that is why Jesus says, once you have the Spirit and the truth, you can pray to God and worship him wherever and whenever. The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking to you." Notice how Jesus has never got angry with her, has never fought with her, but Jesus treats her with humble patience. But he's also willing to confront her with the truth, that those things she has sought for her entire life means nothing. But now, if she's willing to drink from the water, the living water that he offers, she will be healed. She will have her heart's desire. At that moment, the disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still, no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and came into the town. Left her water jar, which is why she came to the well in the first place, to draw the water necessary for physical life. But through her communication with Jesus, she has come to realize that there is something more important. One's spiritual life must also be quenched. And in this humble carpenter from Nazareth, she has found the source of eternal life. She goes to the town and says to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." Notice how the woman has come to understand that this man, who she's been talking to at the well, could possibly be the Christ, the promised one. The disciples have not come to realize this yet. And we see that in their addressing him by the normal word rabbi, meaning teacher. And they are asking him about, does he want something to quench his physical hunger? But Jesus said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to him, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work." What a powerful way of telling us that you can study the Bible all you want, you can pray all you want, you can come to church all you want, but there is something more, and that is to do the work that Jesus, through God the Father, has given us. Our Bible studies, our prayers, our attendance, they can become excuses for not going out to finish the work. We feel that we can never know enough to understand God and to preach his message. But Jesus is telling us about the importance of doing the work, of living the life that you claim to be studying. He continues telling the disciples, "Do you not say, in 4 months the harvest will be here?" In Proverbs, there is a timeline of 4 months given between the sowing of the seed and the harvesting of the crops. And what Jesus tells us is that this timeline is our invention. The timeline does not necessarily fit the timeline that God has in store for us. He continues by saying, "I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified, that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for, and others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of this work." As if on cue, the Samaritans appear at this point, as if to verify the statement of what Jesus has just said. He has planted the seed. The Samaritan woman has gone to the town and has convinced the town to come out to witness this man. The fruits of Jesus' labor are very apparent. Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him. John uses the Greek word for believe nearly 100 times, and every time he uses it, it's used as a verb, a way of reminding us that simply to believe in Christ in your heart is not enough. This belief must be action. You must live your life as if you believe in him, and your life should verify that belief. They came to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the word, of the world." That phrase, "Savior of the world," is only used in the New Testament here in this passage from John. We will also read it occasionally in the letters that John wrote towards the end of the first century. This story is also a beautiful example of what mission work involves. Jesus uses the realities, their traditions, and the daily concerns of this woman and proclaims to her the good news. And that is how we are to carry out the mission of spreading the good word. We live in a real world that has daily concerns, and yet we know from the traditions of our past that we are to believe in the power of God to quench our thirst, to satisfy our hunger. And when we live that trust in God, others will see that there is something about us, something that gets us through life lived daily. And that something that does that is the belief in God the Savior. This is Deacon Mike, and I thank you for listening to this discussion on the gospel story of the Samaritan woman.